Jackson Howard, Crystal, Minnesota, our guest here today. And first of all, you had a big sack last week and a big Big Ten win. Walk me through the sack.
Man, so, I mean, first of all, I'm happy I got my first one. The first thing I thought about it was I looked out to the guy outside of me, Emmanuel Carmo, my little homie, man. I told him, hey, I'm going to open up this B-gap for you. And when I did, you know, somehow the edge came open for me. And then from there, it was just using our team's how and just being able to get to the ball right there. And so, man, it was a crazy experience. I didn't know what to do to, like, celebrate because I didn't want to do too much, you know. But I was extremely excited, and it's been a long time coming for my first one. And so I'm just ready to be able to continue to do what I have to do within the fundamentals of our defense to be able to make plays through my responsibility.
Well, and I think, too, you mentioned the how of that play because it was once contain was broken, he was running away from you, and you were able then – you really had to chase him down. It was almost a second-effort kind of sack, wasn't it?
Right, yeah. It was definitely a second-effort sack, and luckily I had Anthony Smith to be able to penetrate the protection to be able to get the quarterback to start leaking out to the pocket. I believe he went to the field, so I was able to just continue to scrape over top and just the good thing about our defense is that no matter where everybody's at, they're going to swarm to the ball. And with that, it creates opportunities, especially opportunities to get the ball out. And so I didn't get a chance to get it. My boy Carter Menz, when he got his first sack, he got a little punch out. He didn't get the ball yet, but that's something that we pride ourselves in the defense is being aggressive about the ball. And so, yeah.
To talk me through how big of a win you think that was, coming off the bye week, the Cal game, starting Big Ten play, knowing what you got coming up this weekend to get, you know, a good taste in your mouth to perform well as a team.
Mm-hmm. I think for one thing, I mean, we took the loss to the chin, but we took it with amount of respect as far as players. We knew that if we want to continue to win, especially in the Big Ten, you have to not only rely on what the coaches are telling you, but also just continue to feed into each other. And I think that's something that we were able to do throughout our 2 weeks during the bye week is just, all right, the first week we weren't even focused on Rutgers at the time. We were all focused on us and what we had to do to get better. And so being able to just buy into the program and what the coaches are saying, what the strength staff is telling you, yeah, you're going to lift a little bit heavier on a bye week, get the body right, get everything strong. But it's just, you know, when you're here in a program like Minnesota where you're with guys that buy into the program fully, you're able to complete a lot.
What's it like to playing in your home state here of Minnesota? You grew up here. I know your dad has a lot of California connections. He played at Stanford. We'll talk a little more about him in a minute. But how meaningful is it for you now to play here in Minnesota?
I think the biggest thing about this state is just the people here are amazing. And they have a passion about football. You don't think Minnesota football too much as far as exterior people or external, I should say. But, I mean, we got some football fans. And the thing about that is just our Gopher fans are the best in the world. And being able to go home, you know, I'm about 20 minutes from campus here, just be able to be centered around my family, but also my family here. And I think that's the cool thing is that, you know, if I were an out-of-state guy, I think Minnesota would be a great spot because although your family might not be around you as far as your immediate family, you build a strong family bond here with your teammates and coaches, and it's amazing.
You dipped your toe into not being here for a year at LSU. Take me through what that year was like and what about that year drove you back here?
Mm-hmm. I think my first year, I spent about 18 months at LSU my first year, and I had amazing experiences, a lot of football growth and also personal growth as far as, you know, it's your first time moving away from, you know, your center of comfort. And but I mean, I made some amazing friends down there. And, you know, realistically, everybody's path is a little bit different. And, you know, lucky for me, you know, some guys don't get the opportunity to not only one go into the portal and actually have a spot to be able to come home to, but for me, when I went to the portal, I had no idea where I was going to go until, you know, my name was officially in that portal and I got a couple options and I knew right away. I was like, hey, Minnesota's giving me the second chance. I'm going to take it no matter what. And I'm just so proud that I did, and I'm so happy and thankful that Coach Fleck and the rest of this coaching staff took me in with open arms, knowing that, you know, I didn't initially come back here, but the fact that I came here, man, I'm so blessed.
Well, and it is a unique path in the sense if you take it all the way back, right? Your dad's from California. He plays at Stanford. He's an All-American. Gets drafted by the Vikings, which I assume ultimately that's how you all ended up here in Minnesota, right?
Yep, that's exactly how we came here. You know, my dad met my mom when he was out here. And then, you know, I've been out here. I love my family out in California. But I'm so happy that this is a spot that he settled to create a family because this is just – it's an amazing environment. And, I mean, getting outside of the football stance, I think one of the best things about growing up here is that there's a good amount of neighborhoods that are with kids. And when you raise your kids in neighborhoods with kids, it just, it creates a different environment. I think it helps your children grow exponentially. And I love my family that I was able to be surrounded by as far as in my little cul-de-sac.
No doubt. The neighborhood aspect of Minnesota is there, and it's real. Your Crystal, we mentioned your hometown, Robbinsdale Cooper, right? Robbinsdale Cooper, your high school, your dad coaching there. What was that like playing high school football there and then having your dad be, kind of your mentor and your dad all at once?
Oh, yeah. Well, so from my dad's perspective, a lot of the time he kind of wanted to just sit back and let the coaches coach me and kind of just let me grow in that way, because knowing that when I get to college, there's going to be a lot of techniques that he might have known when he played, but also they're a little bit different. And I agree with that as well. But being able to lean on him, and I definitely got coached, though. I definitely got yelled at. But I think it was able to cultivate me into the man I am today. And, the coaching staff that we have over there is different. We got, I don't know how many ex-Gopher players, ex-Viking players. Coach Tellis played for the Ravens. Man, it's exponential. And I think just that environment. Plus, and when I was in high school, he was also my principal. So I never did anything bad in high school, but dang sure could not have with him upstairs. So.
Yeah, you when you got sent to the principal's office, sometimes it might have been by choice just to go say hi to the principal, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, most of the time I got sent to the principal's office to go. My dad would sometimes make me some pork chops in the air fryer in his little cubicle. And also it was either that or also sometimes I'm fluent in Spanish. I grew up in a Spanish immersion school. And so sometimes when we'd have Spanish speaking parents or students, he would have me come up there instead of our, people who actually speak Spanish, just to, I don't even know. I think it's just because of the availability and also the fact that he knows it gets me a little uncomfortable. But, I mean, it builds a lot into a person when you got to sit and think about what somebody's saying, especially when a parent is upset.
Yeah, no doubt. All right, well, let me put you on the spot here. Can you say something like, let's go Gophers in Spanish or something cool like that?
Vamonos Gophers.
There you go. I like that. A couple more quick ones. Garzy was telling me as well with you. You had mentioned to him a couple weeks ago when you're out at Cal that obviously you had a lot of family connections out there. But you even were seeing people. I mean, I remember walking into the hotel lobby. It was all full of number one jerseys. That there were some relatives of yours that you've known and, talked to but never seen in person. How cool was that trip outside of, coming back with a loss, but to see family and to spend time out there with that?
Mm-hmm. I think the coolest thing was just sometimes as a player, you don't really know how many people support you. And I think that first time when I just walked out to the hotel room, we did our little team zen where we all stretched together, and I saw just so many family members and just the looks on their faces as if, they believe in me so much. And I think that just empowers a person knowing that you have a support system. Even though some people you might not know their names because there's some family members that are so extended, third cousins, But I think it's just the fact that family is so important in today's world, and just being able to really cling on to those who care about you. And I don't really just say family is directly immediate, because there's some that are not related to me by blood, but I would say they are the closest thing to me ever. So,
yeah. Last one for you here. Big week this week. Number one Ohio State, defending national champions. Night game, big environment. How much are you looking forward to it? And what will the Gophers have to do to try to shock the world?
I mean, first and foremost, I'm looking forward to this game so much. Honestly, the environment's going to be amazing. It's a night game. I don't believe they've had a night game in about 3 years. And I think the biggest thing we've got to do is just continue to stick to our process and what the coaches got going for us. I believe we have an amazing game plan. Ohio State does a lot of different stuff on offense, so just being able to really just do our job and do our football, doing tweaks and stuff like that is just going to be what we need to do to be able to be successful in this game.
Very good. It's been fun watching. Enjoy it this week, and let's go get a W.
Thank you very much. Have a good one.
There he is, Jackson Howard, Crystal, Minnesota.